In this month of Safar, we look at the martyrdom or the death of two of the most awesome companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the one I'd like to look at today is Ammar Yasir or Ammar ibn Yasir. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ammar is one in whom Allah has placed faith or iman in every drop of his blood and in each of his bones." And you know, when I read this, I want to know, because I do want to have faith in every drop of my blood and in my bones. So looking at their lives gives us an example of the sort of personalities they were and an ability to try and emulate them. So Ammar's father was Yasir ibn Amir ibn Malik of Yemen. Yasir, with two of his brothers, had left Yemen to look for their fourth brother, who had actually gone on a trip but had not returned. When Yasir reached Mecca and he'd not found his brother, he sort of sat down near the Kaaba, really upset. A man called Huzaifa, who was the leader of the tribe of Banu Makhzum, saw these brothers sitting together and said, "What's the matter?" And they explained that they were looking for their brother whom they hadn't found. So he invited them to be his guests. Yasir's two brothers returned to Yemen, but Yasir liked it so much in Mecca, he stayed on. And he married Huzaifa's slave girl, who was called Sumayya. As a result of this, we find the birth of Ammar, who was born in Mecca. When Ammar was a youth and he heard the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Mecca, it was a time when Huzaifa had died and people really regarded Ammar as a slave as well. He went to the Prophet and he accepted Islam. And the day he accepted Islam, his father Yasir saw a dream which saddened him. On waking up from his dream, he relates to his wife that he saw himself in a valley. One of the sides of the mountain was split and there was fire flowing down. On the other side of the fire, there was a garden in which he saw Ammar and Sumayya. He said, Ammar and Sumayya both called him to step into the fire and go to them. And Yasir said that he saw himself step into the fire while Sumayya and Ammar watched. And it really disturbed him. In the evening when Yasir came back, Sumayya told him that the meaning of his dream was solved because Ammar had brought good news from the Prophet of Islam, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Ammar related the words of the Prophet to his father, quoting the Quran. Said that the Prophet had said that there would be difficulties. Yasir immediately accepted Islam, saying, "This is what my dream was all about." There is also a narration that says that when Ammar first accepted Islam and he wanted to tell his mom, he related to his mom the ayah of Surah At-Taghwir, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا مَوْعُودَةُ سُعِلَتْ بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ. And when the newborn infant child, the girl child, will say, "For what reason was I killed?" And Sumayya immediately remembered the time when she too would have been killed had it not been for the protection that her mother offered her by leaving her with her sister and telling her father that she had died. So we find that Ammar also tells his brother Abdullah about this, who accepts Islam. And this family, the family of Yasir and Sumayya, is the first complete family in Mecca to accept Islam. Awesome honor. Now when the Meccans found out, they were absolutely furious, especially the tribe of Banu Makhzum. This was Huzaifa's tribe who had looked after Yasir. Abu Jahl was a cousin of Huzaifa and he was just livid. He got together the youth of Banu Makhzum and they looted Yasir's house, they burnt all their belongings and they tied them all in chains. They took them outside Mecca to a place where slaves were punished and beaten up. Heavy stones were put on them. They were laid onto the hot sands of the desert, and the screams of pain could be heard in Mecca to discourage anybody who was going to go and accept Islam. It was here that we find that in front of Ammar, Yasir, and Sumayya, it was first his mom who was stabbed to death by Abu Jahl. Then it was Yasir, he was stabbed in front of his son. And then Abdullah too. Yasir and Sumayya at that time were about 70 years old. Ammar was about 50 at that time. He was so upset. Abu Jahl comes to him and says, "It's your turn now. I'm going to kill you now, unless you praise our gods." Ammar told him what he wanted to hear. But he wept. Abu Jahl left him. And Ammar went straight to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, weeping and relating what had happened. The Prophet gently asked him, "Ammar, what about your heart, Ammar? What does your heart say?" And Ammar said, "Ya Rasulullah, my heart is so certain of Iman." And it was this moment that Jibreel brings the ayah of Quran. This is in Surah An-Nahl, Surah number 16, ayah 106, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم من كفر بالله من بعد إيمانه. One who disbelieves in Allah after having believed. إلا من أكره وقلبه مطمئن بالإيمان. Except the one who is compelled while his heart is at rest on account of Iman. ولكن من شرح بالكفر صدرا فعليهم غضب من الله. But he who opens his heart to covering up the truth, to disbelief, on these is the anger of Allah. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ نَذِيمٌ. And for them it's a painful punishment. But the bit that says, إِلَّا مَنْ أُكْرِهَا وَقَلْبُهُ مُطْمَئِنٌ بِالْإِيمَانِ. Except the one who is forced to declare or to verbalize covering up the truth while his heart is at rest on account of faith. And the Prophet tells him, "Ammar, this has been revealed in your honor." And this concept doesn't mean that you're allowed to conceal your faith every time you're faced with an issue. But we see in Ammar's case, it's to preserve his life. Yet we find in Karbala, when Iman is in danger, then everything else, including life, takes second place. Ammar is one of those who prayed behind Rasulullah when the Qibla was changed. It was only him and Imam Ali alayhi salam who changed Qibla without any confusion. Ammar helped with the construction of Masjid al-Quba and Masjid al-Nabi in Medina. So when you go to Medina and see it, there are so many companions who were involved here. When the Masjid was being built, some of the Muslims avoided doing the work, which involved getting covered in dust. Ammar did twice the amount of carrying than the others. And the Prophet used to watch him, saying that his thawab would be twice as much. He is the first person to have made a Masjid in his house. Ammar took part in all the battles. In the Battle of Badr, when Abu Jahl was killed, the Prophet ﷺ was the first to tell him, "Ammar, your mother's murderer has been killed." After the wafat, after the death of Rasulullah ﷺ, Ammar could not see the injustices that were happening, the changes that were made in the name of Islam. Once when he was speaking against those who were doing wrong, he was arrested. He was beaten in Masjid al-Nabi and thrown out. He was 90 years old. It is Umm Salma who brought him to her house, looked after him. In the Battle of Siffin, Imam Ali alayhi salam made him the commander of a group. And remember, that battle lasted a long time, over 12 months. And one day during the battle, he was offered a cup of milk. To those around him, he said, "This will be my last day, for I remember Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling me that I'll be killed in a battle by an unjust group of people, and my last meal will be a cup of milk." He said that he wanted, when he was killed, he did not want his blood wiped off him, for he wanted to be buried as he was. Ammar died in the Battle of Siffin, and he's buried in the Valley of Siffin. He was 96 years old. It is Imam Ali alayhi salam who buried him, prayed Salatul Mayyat or Salah Alal Mayyat on him, and said at his burial, "He who has no sadness of Ammar's death has no faith." And when I see, there's so much more to these companions, when I see the life of Ammar Yasir, I look at him and I think, so awesome. Absolutely awesome. We need to read so much about history to know how these people emulated the ayah of Quran, or emulated Rasulullah following the ayah of Quran, which says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولُ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Indeed, in the Messenger of Allah, you have the most excellent example.